Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We're here with Benny.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome back.
Good to be back. Always good to see you, too. And, of course, Mary Jane Mack. It is
Hello,
her show,
everyone.
If you're new to the Mary J. Mack Radio Talk Show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is a form of muscle testing the body, finding out what your nutritional deficiencies are, recommending a whole food nutrition product, which is specifically designed for you and you only, not your husband, not your children, for you. Take the nutrition, gets into your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. And when our body is in balance, we are happy people. And when your children are in balance, they're happy. Your pets, everybody. So she's had her office since 1992. You don't have to live in the Pacific Northwest to be a client, as she has clients all over the United States. A lot of them do phone consultations.
Well, most of them.
Most of them. Even the people who live here do phone consultations. I mean, just driving in today.
Just the traffic.
We can see why everybody does a phone consultation. So just keep that in mind. And today, she will be answering your questions. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And today we are talking about how healthy are your kids? Time to get them healthy because they're going to be going back to school soon. And well, that's when usually when school starts, what happens? The germs are everywhere. I call children little germ carriers.
Little petri dishes.
Yeah, they're little petri dishes. They go and they're, you know, especially the little tiny ones rubbing their nose with their hand.
Preschool.
Yeah, and then they're touching stuff and you got scissors and crayons and erasers. So the germs are rampant. So how do we keep those little ones healthy and in school? Because I know many parents are like, oh, thank God they're counting down. Only a couple more weeks and they're back in school. Thank you, God.
Well, I saw some kids in the Midwest start school today.
Yes.
Unbelievable. In Chicago.
Yep. Yeah. Chicago, I think back in East Coast, a lot of them are already in school. But they get out a lot earlier, too. Because I think it's weather-related. I know Chicago sometimes is weather-related. So anyway, how healthy are your kids? And just one more note. Not only does Mary Jane work on human beings, she does animals, dogs, cats, horses, obviously, as we all know. Mary Jane has horses of her own, recently returned from the ranch, visiting her boys. So if you have an animal at home that's not doing really well, feel free to call in. I say take advantage. Get those questions answered. Hello, Mary. So where are we going to go?
Well, thank you, Nancy. That was a really good intro. We're just going to go right to it. And when we're talking about how healthy are your kids, that means infants up until your college kids. It's that whole genre, the whole from beginning to when
sending
you're
them off to school.
Sending them off to school.
Well, and the reason you came up with this topic is because lately in the office, you've seen a lot of kids coming in with problems.
Exactly.
Babies,
little babies,
toddlers.
Babies that are colicky usually have a bile duct issue. And when the bile duct is blocked, the bile duct is part of the liver and it produces bile, helps the liver produce bile. And that bile goes through the gallbladder into the digestive system, into the gut, to digest the food. When you don't have that bile, then the food putrefies, or even with infants, they get gassy and bloated. Their bellies will be just hard and bloated. So what I do for babies is I just do an energy technique, and we have some light technology in the office, and I use that light technology, put it on the baby's bile duct, and it creates a vibration. Think about if you were rubbing your hands together and you could separate them and you could feel that energy, that's a vibration. So when you, the light technology creates a vibration to help open up that organ and get it functioning properly.
Now,
and with babies, it's much easier to do. Babies and children change dramatically very easily.
Kind of like pets.
Yeah. They're like, it's a no-brainer. And I've had babies where I've done that technique on just, I've done it usually, sometimes I've done it a couple times on them. Like once, and they'll be good for a while, and they might need another treatment. But it's very fast. It's only a couple minutes. And then it changes them, and the baby, the moms call and say the baby's as happy as could be, and no issues. Now, if the baby needed nutrition, say you couldn't get into the office, then what I do is have the mom take the nutrition.
And if you're nursing.
And if she's nursing, then she takes the nutrition, and then the baby will get what the baby needs.
And what if the mom is not nursing?
Well, then we have to figure out really crushing it fine and putting it in the formula.
Or a cereal mix if the baby's
old
enough.
If it's usually
infants.
These are really newborns that this happens with. And now they could be older if they haven't found out there's another solution. Because a lot of doctors will tell the mothers, well, they'll grow out of it. That's their answer. And I know recently the mom I had, she said, when I took her to the doctor, and the baby was only like 6 weeks old, I told the doctor how bloated and distended the belly was. And he says, oh, that's normal. That'll be okay. That'll go away.
And she had colic?
She's colicky, yeah.
Yeah, try living with a baby who's got colic. It's not a fun experience.
Well, and this was a new client, and her first child, who was 3, also was colicky when she was a baby. Now, you're born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies. So when the mom told me the daughter had it, I said, more than likely one of your parents have it. And she said, told me her symptoms, and she was there also for to be checked, and she definitely had the same thing. So, but because you're born with it doesn't mean your children, when they have children, their children are going to be born with it. You stop the process, you clear it up in like these children, and they don't have to keep passing it on. Like I hear stories about my mother. Well, there was another story I heard, a gal whose the mother had IBS and irritable bowel syndrome, and her sister has it. And I said, well, if your sister and you both have it, more than likely one of your parents have it. And she said, yes, her mother did. But if these girls, the daughters, correct it, doesn't mean their children have to have it. You're born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies. And so that happens with gallbladder, it happens with digestive issues, but that can change.
Yeah, you don't have to live with those. You don't have to keep passing them down generation to generation. There is an answer to get those.
Yeah, and it's like this, the gal that was in the other day, the 3-year-old, I also worked on her. She was also a new client, but she, you know, she was not a happy little camper. She was very irritable, restless. The mom said she's crying all the time. She's not happy. Well, she had the bile duct thing, but she also had some other digestive issues. When kids are sick, they don't know how to express or say that they're sick. They're just going to be either crabby, crying, not happy, but they're not going to usually say they have a stomach ache. They're not going to usually say they have gas or bloating. They don't know what they have, so they're just very difficult to be around.
Oh, it's hard. Yeah, it's like you said, it's hard for them to express what's hurting because they really don't know. They could say their tummy, but
they don't know.
Yeah.
They get used to the way they are. They have no idea what it is. And especially when kids have been like that for a long time, they have no idea of what it is to be any different. Just like when a kid needs glasses. If they they think what they see is normal until they might have an eye exam and have glasses, and then the whole world is different. But they didn't know that till then.
Exactly. So easy to take care of. Nobody wants to have cranky children around.
Well, if they're, you know, it's hard on the parents. It's hard on everybody. And then those kids never, they don't get off to a good start. And you want them to be the best they can be. And if you can't figure out, again, the same person went to her pediatrician and to the doctors, and she's been trying to figure this out for a long time with no answers. And now we came up with a solution, and with doing the nutrition and following the protocol, it's predictable results. I expect the next time when they come in, there'll be a change. And then from there, it just gets better and better.
So it was the mom, the baby, and the three-year-olds.
The whole family. And she did it right. They all came in together. And that now they're all on the same path. And they're all, and like I say, kids are so easy. It doesn't take a lot of nutrition if they need nutrition. It doesn't take very much. And sometimes parents will say, well, how am I going to get that in them? I don't know. They won't take that. Well, whenever kids don't take their program, their nutrition program, that's not a kid problem. It's a parent problem. So the parents have already decided they have an issue. So I've never seen anyone not be able to do it unless it was their problem.
Their issue. So making a bigger deal out of it.
Yeah, you make it a game. You make it fun.
You crush a three-year-old. You crush up the nutrition. You put it in some applesauce.
Maybe crush it up fine like powder.
Yeah, and a lot of the nutrition crushes extremely easy. Yeah. Some are capsules. You open the capsule. Crush it up, make it fine, mix it in with a little bit of applesauce, maybe a little maple syrup
you can use if you
sweeten
need
it. And it goes right down. You don't want to put it in a huge container of applesauce. Yeah. You want it in a very small.
Exactly. And you don't say it's medicine. We always teach people to say this is your nutrition.
Because it is
nutrition.
To
make you feel better. Yeah.
So the nutrition gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings it back into balance. And pretty soon, that mom's going to be super happy because she's going to have happy little campers.
Right. And it doesn't matter what your child has. I've had kids with rashes that, again, gone to the doctor and repeat it and still not getting the results.
Okay. If you have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. We'll catch you on the other side.
You're on the couch, blowing up my phone. You don't want to come out, but you don't want to be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive?
On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you.
We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane DeMack Show.
We're just rocking here.
Yes. Way to go, Benny. I just love our little commercial breaks. I get to like listen to all kinds of fun music when we come back in and out. Okay. Opportunity to talk to Mary Jane. Ask her a question about yourself, your child, your mom, your pet. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about how healthy are your kids. So are your kids happy and healthy? Do they struggle during the day with fatigue? Are they fussy about what they eat? Do they have skin issues that are not getting better with medical treatments? I have the person who has all the answers, and that wouldn't be Mary Jane.
Yes, we do. Mama? It's actually their body that has all the answers. But do your kids, are they unable to sit still? Are they jumping around all the time and nervous? It's all these things that you look at to prepare these kids for school so they could have a better experience. And they're all things that can be balanced nutritionally if something is off.
And that's the thing. I have to say, it's quick, it's easy. Children and pets respond the fastest. Adults, we have issues. We kind of like, we have that self-talk going on.
We have old emotions.
Yeah.
Old stuff.
But it's like, is that really working? Is it going to work? So you've got that, it is working, but you always have that doubt, like.
Well, it's not fat. Like, children
are fast.
There's no doubt. I mean, it's like it's a matter of a very short time, where adults just take a little bit more time because of the baggage, yeah, the emotions. But kids, you can work on them. They change and they're so much better. So if you're having trouble with your kids getting up in the morning, if you have trouble with them, if they're dragging and tired during the day, if you want to put them in sports but they can't function in the sports, all those things can be changed. And it's like their digestion could be off, and that slows down their energy. If they're not sleeping well, if they're restless.
And what are you feeding the kids? What's going to be going into those lunch boxes? I know that on TV there's lots of prepackaged lunch things they sell that have the protein, the meat, the cheese, the nuts, the snacky kind of things.
Yeah, and what's in them?
You exactly.
know, are there preservatives in them? What's in them? And it's like, if you're using lunch meat, do they have sulfites and other things in them? It's just as easy to get pure food and pack it in a little lunchbox and give it to your kids if you're sending them off to lunch. Or what are they eating at home? The thing is to limit their sugar and go with more natural products, more protein. If your kid is really hyperactive, you actually go, you know, check out the keto food list and the paleo food list as a baseline. It's not like you're putting them on a diet, but those kind of foods feed their brain and make put them on an even keel so they do better. And there's a movie on Netflix, and it's called The Magic Pill. And if you have an autistic or hyperactive kid, you might want to watch that, even any kind of hyperactive kid, or any kind of imbalance in your own immune system. And it talks about the keto diet and how effective it is.
I've never watched the movie, but you've told me about the movie.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. It's just, you know, everything that you do to educate yourself and get away from, like, the heavy grain breads and the wheat milk, all those things slow your kid down. So it's like if you use the rice dream milk, the
almond milk,
the coconut milk, and don't use really, you know, sometimes the really healthy, what we used to call healthy, heavy grains, they're genetically modified, so they're not healthy. And if a kid has a digestive issue, they can't handle that. They can't digest and break it down. So you want to go for foods that are more pure, that don't have any additives or are not genetically modified. Same with fish. If the fish is not... If
farm
it's farm-raised fish, you shouldn't be feeding it. You shouldn't be eating it yourself, and you shouldn't be giving it to your kids. And most fish, when you go into restaurants, unless it says wild, it's farm-raised, like shrimp.
Lobster, salmon.
Any of the fish. It could be.
And why don't we eat farm-raised fish? Why is it not a good reason to eat farm-raised fish, Mary Jane?
Because it's full of hormones, because they feed that fish differently. It's not in the wild where it eats naturally. They're feeding it differently to grow that fish faster. So now you're eating, it's like people think, well, I should eat fish, so they eat that. It's the worst thing you could do. You know, you're better off having a steak or some other protein than eating that. So you want to stay away from that. And most shrimp is farm-raised in the restaurants. So you can ask, they'll tell you, but unless they says wild.
Oh, yeah, most shrimp across, I mean... is all farm raised.
Well, and even
it's sad.
Even fish, even if you get fish locally, like salmon out of the rivers here and Puget Sound, it's polluted. So people think they're doing really good getting the fresh salmon and fresh. It's not that good for you because you're taking it out of polluted water. You have to get the salmon further up north where the water, I mean, here at Puget Sound, they dump sewage in it and it's there's signs up around fishing areas. If you catch this fish, only eat two per month or something because of the toxicity in it. I was talking to a doctor and he was telling me at all these little places he goes fishing, it's like only eat this many fish in this area.
Yeah.
So what does that say?
Kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fish person. I think for me it's a textural thing. But I never was a big fish person.
Anyway, and then with chicken, you always get antibiotic hormone free. And eggs should be antibiotic hormone free. Because if you're eating those things with the antibiotics and hormones, you're wiping out all the good you're doing.
And Costco has a lot of things that are chicken that's antibiotic hormone free. They've got the eggs.
Non-GMO.
They
have paleo, which is just, basically it's good oil. It's avocado oil, like mayonnaise. It's things that are made with better ingredients that are better for you.
So no farm-raised fish. Sorry. But aren't we coming up to a season soon? September? October? Salmon?
Yeah, there should be fresh fish.
Should be wild salmon soon.
Yeah.
And we all know where crab is caught, Bering Sea. So crab's good.
So the other thing is to keep your kids healthy, remember about the drains. If you have, if you're, you need to clean your drains with baking soda, quarter cup of baking soda, and a couple cups of white vinegar down every drain. If you're not cleaning your drains on a regular basis, at least once a month, the kids will get congested. They'll get, they can be fatigued from that, because what happens is they get a toxic stomach, same with the adults, and then those toxins go through the kidney and bladder. Then all those toxins go up to the lungs and up to the sinuses and cause the congestion. And that's why kids get sick a lot during school, because you close all the windows and the environment changes.
And you're, if you notice your pets scratching and itching more, that's also due to your drains.
I had a gentleman come in yesterday, and I said, wow, your drains are really good, because I check everybody's drains when I check them. And he said, and in the past, they had a major problem with their drains. They always had to do it more often. He said, I finally took all the traps off and scrubbed them and bleached them. And he said they were totally disgusting. And it was a fairly new house. He said, I couldn't believe how bad they were. So sometimes that you might, if your drains are pretty bad, or even if you smell the odor, you might want to have somebody just take them apart and clean them out good.
Oh, yeah. Even in new construction, like you said, because you've got all that dust, you've got...
They throw everything down the drain.
Oh, yeah. You got drywall dust. You got all kinds of stuff that's in that brand new, beautiful house of yours. So something to think about, your drains. Okay, you're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break. We'll catch you on the other side.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea, top jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put the roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yaladong
School Bus. Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
CA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to LA. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. My little sissy, my niece Riley Jane, she's a little country star. That was for you, little sissy. Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney. She's adorable. We'll be in the car and we always listen to The Bull. And
nice plug there.
Yeah, well, it's true. It's
there
always
our sister station.
Just to let everybody know.
We're kind of always part of the same group.
We're always listening to The Bull.
Well done.
Thank you. And we do enjoy how they play a lot of the older country music, Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw, and along with a lot of the new upcoming artists. So, yeah, she's a little singer. Sorry to get off track, Mom. But.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, okay. So I suggest everybody listen to The Bull. It's 98.9 FM. Check it out. You'll enjoy it. Okay, now let's get back to how healthy are your kids and are they happy? I know my little niece is happy when we're listening to The Bull. And if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can call her office at 888-777-4232. Rhonda is in the office. She'll be more than happy to help you. If she doesn't answer the phone, just leave a message and she will get back to you right away. That just means she's on another line or assisting a client at the time.
Yes. Oh. Our little, my little granddaughter, she's been on nutrition since she was
born.
Yeah. Little.
Tiny.
And she'll ask, if you forget her nutrition, she'll remind you.
And she is 18 now. She has special needs, but she's like, N, I didn't get my nutrition.
Yeah.
Like, N. Like, okay. So yeah, she loves, and for her, sometimes she'll catch herself yawning during the day. She'll say, "And I'm yawning. I'll say, "What do you need to do?" And she'll say, "Oh, I need to go take my
B12 for her brain."
So she'll go, and the nice thing about the B12 is it's chewable. So she goes and grabs a couple of those, chews them up, and she's good to go. So
about the kids again, now we're talking about how keeping them healthy with food and just clearing up any concerns or issues they have. The other part that we do is fine-tune them for what they want to do in school. So if they're having some problems with studying or with their...
with focusing.
Focusing and being able to retain, we check them to see if they need a particular nutrition that can help them with that.
What about social skills? If they're depressed?
Well, if they could be depressed because their little thyroid is off. I pick up things at a subclinical level where when you have blood tests and all those things, if it's not by the time they pick it up on blood test, you have a serious problem. So I'm able to pick it up subclinically when they don't have an answer. They don't have an answer. And then we can, especially for their brains, anything like whether it's depression, whether it's learning.
Not able to focus. You've got tests coming up, kind of scattered. I mean, as adults, I think we all get a little scattered. We could be driving down the road thinking about, okay, your to-do list, and then 2 seconds later, it's like,
yeah, so we,
you've lost that thought.
Yeah, so we fine-tune with kids that are just struggling in school. I've had many of them, and we just put them on a program and tune them up so that they can do better in school and not be so difficult and catch up. Same with the kids that are studying, like high school kids or kids studying for tests. Kids going to college, I'll give them I send them with their care package, what they need to take, especially if they're studying, cramming for exams, that will help them retain and remember it. And
let's all be honest, not to interrupt, but when you're sending your kids off to college, we all know the food they're going to be eating is probably not clean choices.
Right. And when the kids, you know, the thing is, you when they're used to being on taking nutrition and they know what they need, so you send them off with a program and they have a toolkit. So, you know, the kids are excited about going. They may not remember to take it all the time, but if they, when they're on target, they do remember. And when they have, I write it all out for them, what they need, if they're going to have tests. But they usually remember those things. And then they take it as they need it because they know that it will help them and that it'll be easier on them.
Stay focused.
And also things for their immune system. They, you know, send them a package of what they need if they're getting a cold. Things to do before they get really sick, what they should take. And that works. The kids, you know, they're smart enough, they don't want to be sick.
Well, no, you want to beef up your immune system, stay healthy.
Yeah.
And enjoy the school year, not get sick, not get the flu.
Well, and the other thing is when kids go to college, often the other thing I do is when they go to college and they're in a dorm room or renting an apartment, whatever, they'll ask me the score the dorm room or whatever it is, and I actually can score the area to find out how healthy it is and what they might need to do, because I've had some young people that when they're at school they're just really sick all the time, and it could be they need an air filter in their room to clear up the
air purifier.
It could be they need to, if when they have apartments they got to make sure they clean the drains, because if there's more than a few kids, it can be pretty messy and tacky. And then the kids are getting sick all the time just from the drains and from the
science experiments growing in the sink.
Yeah, exactly.
And what, even in dorm rooms, when you have like 5 kids to a room and they have to share a bathroom, like back east, I know there's like 3 to 4 people in a dorm room and you share one bathroom. And especially if it's girls, think of that, all that hair going down that drain.
Just think everything, yeah.
So yeah. It's get them some baking soda and some vinegar so they can get their drains cleaned.
And you'd be amazed how well the kids do it. I mean, the kids are, when they get used to it, they're on it and they will do it. So it's a good thing. So the other thing I was going to talk about when the kids are away is just, again, if you send them with just what they need to take for an emergency instead of waiting for them to get sick, at least they have it. If they call you and they're sick, you could tell them what to take. So,
well, you got some general stuff. There's some stuff, cold prevention. And again, you use Biotics Nutrition, which is all organically grown, tested at every level, so you know
it's the best product out there. There is nothing better than Biotics Research products. They're the top of the line for purity of product, and when you buy a bottle of every pill is almost identical. You will not find that in most products. And anything in the health food store, none of those are the same. And that's why I have predictable results. When I put you on the program, I know you're getting everything you need in that amount of product. And that's why in a week you're going to be different. And each week after that, you will be different.
That's because your body tells Mary Jane through the muscle testing where its deficiencies are, what it's lacking, what it needs to get fed and brought
back
to
normal. Well, and it feeds the body and repairs the body, and that's why it works. I've never seen it not work. Never seen it not work.
Yeah.
And what's fun is when sometimes you get some difficult cases. I had a gentleman, for example, and he lived in a really toxic apartment, but he didn't know how toxic it was. And pretty soon he was dizzy. His head was whirling. He went to so many doctors. They couldn't figure it out. And he had it for about 8 months before he came to me. Then when he came to me, it was basically, he was talking about he was whirling and whirling and couldn't bend over. And so he was very toxic. He needed a product to pull out all the poison, needed quite a bit. That was the only thing he needed to start with. And then after a few weeks, he still had the whirling, but you follow things in order. And he stuck with it, and he believed in what I was doing, and he came cold. He didn't know. He came because somebody referred him. And I put him, added different nutrition, and I talked to him the other day. He said, I am better. I went for a walk, and I've gone for like these long walks, 3 walks in one day, and before he couldn't even go out, barely make it to the car. So it's so much fun to hear, you know, what you know it works. You just got to follow the body and keep going till you get everything taken care of.
So it was a physical thing, not necessarily anything happening in his environment.
Well, it was a physical thing that affects, that he was so toxic and poisoned, and that, so he had a lot of fever in the body. When you have fever in the body, that's your body trying to get rid of something that's out of balance. For example, if you fell and you hurt your knee, it's red hot and swollen. Then your body sends more energy to that part of your body to heal it. So it's fever. Now, if it's inside your body, that's fever. Your body's always trying to correct it. And I can score that. Anything over a 10 is fever or inflammation. Well, he had a lot of inflammation. And so that was drying out his nerves. And so it's, you know, you talk about having fried nerves. That's what happens when you have a lot of fever. So when we got to the point where we could cool his body down, and then add some nutrition for his adrenals, it made all the difference. And he's not on very many products. He's only on a few products.
It's amazing. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
The mix and our drinks a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that Fiorite. Truck's jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we
welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Again, another one of Riley Jane's favorite songs. She just belts those tunes out in the car. My lovely girl can't carry a tune, but hey, we sound good together. Okay, we are talking about, are your kids happy and healthy?
And are you happy and healthy?
Well, we know you're not happy if your kids aren't happy. Because if your kids are unhappy, that just makes you unhappy and cranky too. So what can we do to get brand new parents some extra sleep? Get your little newborns feeling comfortable, no colic, no crankiness, no...
Well, it changes your life. So, again, there's an easy solution. Give us a call, and you'd be amazed how simple it is. And whether you are here or far away, it even for the kids,
matter.
It doesn't matter. We will take care of you.
Well, and you're a holistic intuitive, so you're able to, if you're speaking to someone on the phone, you're able to tap into their energy because energy is infinite. So that's how you're able to, you're thinking of the person, you're talking to the person, and then you're going through your system, and then you're able to go through their home, their drains.
Exactly.
So that's how it's done.
It's just like if you were in the room with me, I'd do the same thing. Doesn't matter where you are, because we, and often people don't even realize how much I am tuned in and checking. I come up with certain things, but I'm actually checking every single part of your body for emotions, for structure, for nutrition, and checking every organ.
Yeah.
So when you're done, when we get you all balanced, you're in really good shape.
Well, I used to work at Mary Jane's office, and it was funny because new clients would come in, they'd go in and sit with Mary Jane. And they'd all get into this, their story of all their symptoms. And I could tell Mary Jane had it all figured out within the first 2 minutes of them walking in. But they have to tell their story. And half the time, their story means absolutely nothing because they're describing symptoms. And those symptoms are not really what's causing the problem. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, but their story is really important
for them to...
Well, it's important for me too, because I'm listening to everything they're telling me about their story, and then as I check them and tell them what I find, then I connect the dots with their story, so then it totally makes sense to them.
Well, the light bulb goes off. They're having their aha moments.
But everything is related. And in the story, everything they're saying takes them right down this path. So when I come up with what it is, and it might be one, two, or three things, Alt takes care of all those symptoms.
But if somebody comes in and said they have, like, really bad shoulder pain. They think their shoulder's out. It's not, you know, it's their shoulder, but it's really not their shoulder. It
their
usually
gallbladder.
Is their gallbladder. So it's that
referred pain.
Referred pain. So those are the things.
Yeah.
It's not has nothing to do with the shoulder. It's like my knee occasionally. I know when my knee gets inflamed and cranky, it's my gallbladder. And as soon as, you know, it could be that I've eaten something that maybe wasn't good or wasn't washed
or
properly.
An emotion.
I was out or an emotion. Take the nutrition, knee gets back to normal. So just crazy stuff like that, people. Crazy stuff like that.
So it doesn't matter what it is. But again, the stories are always fun and the results are very rewarding. Very rewarding.
So, like you said, when you decided to come up with the topic, how healthy are your kids? You said recently you've had a lot of people bring their children into the office, getting ready to send them back to school.
Well, and like with the babies and the little ones and already doing all the doctor stuff, taking them to different people and not having an answer, and a mom with a newborn baby and then a unhappy three-year-old and not have an answer. And how do you live with that? And now we've given her something that can change this and work on, and hopefully in a very short time this mom will be able to enjoy those kids.
And yeah. Those kids will be able to happy
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine being with a colicky baby, the crying and the discomfort. That's
but and again, if you can't come in, I do a lot of kids just over the phone. I talk to the mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Another popular thing. We only have a few minutes.
Let's hold off that. We actually got a caller rolling in. It's Noreen from Linwood. Hi, Noreen. Welcome to the show. What's up? Noreen?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. My daughter has multiple sclerosis, and she just had an infusion treatment end of July, and it compromises her immune system when she gets this infusion treatment. And now she's having some problems with her stomach and having diarrhea and being extremely tired.
Okay. So how old is she?
She's 40.
She's 40, yeah. So she has a really toxic stomach. Her stomach is really inflamed. It's like kind of like H. pylori in a way. So she has a really toxic stomach, and those toxins go through her gut, but especially her kidney and bladder. And the kidney and bladder, the kidney is extreme fatigue. So that's what's going on with her. She needs a product to clean up her stomach, to balance her digestion, and that will help clean up the kidney. And she still might need a little nutrition for that kidney to balance it. But when they do those infusions, they overdose you too. It's kind of like one size fits all in a sense. But what I do does not interfere with that. It takes out what's the excess and what's making her sick, and can so that when she has that, she can tolerate it. Basically, she's being poisoned because it's more than what she needs. That's what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I agree with that. It's like chemotherapy.
Yeah. So, but I deal with that all the time, and what I do is just when your body. Again, we could check her, could do it over the phone. You could come to the office. But I can totally get her balance so her life is happier and that you don't have to. I mean, that's pretty hard dealing with those kind of things in her situation. So, again, it's you balance her out so that, again, when you balance somebody out, then they don't need to use so many drugs, and things will work better, and because the background for her is her kidney, and that's the extreme fatigue. And she's worn out. She's losing all her electrolytes because she's got the diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is an answer, Noreen.
Noreen, all right. Give us a call. I totally can help her. And you know, it's not that, again, it's not that difficult. We try and work with each person. Just, you know, your body will only call for what you can handle. And then there's different ways she could get them in easy. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you, Noreen. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. All right, Mary Jane, any words for your listeners today?
Now, don't wait. Give us a call. We get your kids on track, and most of all, get yourself on track and live the best life that you can live.
I'd like to thank everybody for listening today. I hope you all have a great day, great rest of your summer, and we'll catch you here next month on the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Take care.